Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Today, we're zeroing in on a really specific piece of intelligence. It's a core finding from our sources.
Right.
And we want to kind of stretch it out, see what it really means. We're looking at the housing sector.
Specifically in Holland.
Exactly. And the finding we're deep diving into today is titled Holland's Competitive Market Challenges, First-Time Buyers. Pretty clear headline.
It is clear. And look, that title. It's not, a guess or some rumor floating around. It reads like a diagnosis,
The
really.
diagnosis.
And our mission today is to get past just the surface reading, We need to quickly understand the mechanics behind it.
What's really going on?
Yeah. The core truth we're analyzing is that first-time buyers encountered obstacles in Holland's competitive market.
Right. So if you're someone tracking this market, maybe even thinking about moving there, this single sentence is like your first big flag.
Absolutely. Essential intel.
And we've got these three key parts, haven't we? There's the where, Holland, the who, that's the first-time
Yeah.
buyers, and then the environment, it's described as competitive.
Exactly.
But the part that really grabs me is the result, encountered obstacles. What does that actually mean for, say, the stability or even just the fairness of Dutch housing?
Well, it implies a real problem, doesn't it? Something systemic. And we need to start, I think, with the where. Housing issues are always local.
Good point.
So when we say Holland, it's not just, oh, prices are high. We're talking about specific Dutch history, specific policies.
Like what, for example?
Well, things like a historically strong system for tenant protection, which is good in some ways, but also maybe lower rates of new building from municipalities in recent decades.
Oh, okay.
And those things together really squeeze the amount of housing that's actually available.
So that distinction's critical then. It's not just some generic market trend, it's this specific place meeting its own specific policies.
Precisely.
Okay, let's pivot then. The affected group. First-time buyers. Now, obviously, they're often the most vulnerable, right? No equity built up.
That's usually the case, yes.
But why does the source make such a point of singling them out? Is it simply that they haven't saved enough money? Is it just an income thing?
It's often framed that way, but it's really more fundamental. It's often a leverage problem, not just an income one.
Leverage. Explain that a bit more.
Sure. So think about someone selling a house to buy another one, or an investor. They usually come to the table with existing collateral, right? The equity from their last property.
Okay, yeah.
First-time buyers. They're essentially trying to turn their income, their savings, directly into a big capital investment for the first time.
Right, from scratch.
Exactly. They need the most leverage from a lender, percentage-wise. And that makes them way more sensitive to lender caution, specific mortgage rules, and just the sheer speed of a competitive market.
Because they have less wiggle room.
Pretty much. Less wiggle room, less cash buffer if something goes sideways, nothing really to fall back on if a deal collapses.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's get into that really loaded word, competitive. When we hear competitive market, I think most of us picture things moving fast, maybe bidding wars.
Yeah, that's the common image.
But is this just standard high demand, lots of people wanting few houses? Or is the competition here sort of structured in a way that actively pushes first-time buyers out?
I think the source points towards the latter.
Yeah.
If it were just expensive, plain and simple, you'd probably see first-time buyers just saving for longer, maybe buying smaller, but eventually getting in.
Okay.
But when a source uses a term like competitive in this context, it often implies that the way deals get done, the speed, the conditions expected, is tilted towards cash buyers or those with very easy financing.
Ah, so the process itself.
Yes. For a first-timer who's relying on a standard mortgage process, which involves applications, approvals, appraisals, all taking time.
Which always takes time.
Always. That required speed, that tempo, it immediately becomes a barrier, an obstacle.
So speed is a big part of the mechanism. Let's connect that directly to the word obstacles then. You hear technical terms thrown around in these discussions like loan-to-value ratios, LTV.
LTV, yeah.
How does a competitive market mess things up for a first-time buyer, specifically on the LTV front?
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting and kind of damaging for them. The competition itself forces buyers to stretch.
How so?
Well, competitive bidding often means houses sell for way more than the official appraised value.
Right, you hear about that a lot. Bidding wars push prices up.
Exactly. But lenders, they typically only lend based on the appraised value, or sometimes the lower of the sale price or the appraisal.
Okay.
So imagine a first-time buyer. They need, say, a 95% LTV mortgage. They win the bid? Great. but the winning bid is 20,000 euro over what the bank's appraiser says the house is worth.
Uh-oh
is right.
Yeah.
Because the bank will only lend 95% of the appraised value, that extra 20,000 euros. The buyer has to find that immediately in cash, on top of their deposit and costs.
Wow. So it's not just a higher price, it's a sudden need for unborrowable cash.
Precisely. It becomes this huge liquidity hurdle. Mm-hmm. That's a very real obstacle created directly by the bidding competition.
Okay, that reframes obstacle significantly. It's not just, it's hard. It's, you need a pile of cash right now that you can't get a mortgage for.
You got it.
And speaking of these hurdles, our sources often mention buyers having to waive contingencies in these hot markets. What kind of danger does that pose specifically for someone buying their first home in Holland?
Yeah, waiving contingencies is a big one. When a market's this fierce, sellers hold a lot of power. They want quick, clean deals. No ifs, ands, or buts.
So they expect buyers to drop conditions.
They do. Things like the structural inspection contingency making the sale conditional on a good survey report, or the financing contingency saying, I only buy if my mortgage gets final approval.
Right, standard safety nets.
Standard sensible safety nets. Now, maybe a seasoned investor, someone who's done this 10 times, feels comfortable waiving an inspection on certain properties. They know the risks, maybe have funds for repairs.
Okay.
But for a first-time buyer, often making the biggest purchase of their life, probably using most of their savings, waiving a structural inspection is a massive gamble.
You're basically buying it as is, warts and all, potentially unseen warts.
Exactly. It turns what should be an exciting step into a potentially high-risk liability from day one. That's another obstacle created by the competitive pressure.
So the obstacle isn't just affording the house or winning the bid. It's also being forced to accept potentially dangerous terms just to even be considered a serious buyer.
That nails it. The rules of the game in a hyper-competitive market are inherently risky for the least experienced players.
Okay, this is painting a pretty tough picture. Is there anything else, maybe something specifically Dutch, that adds to these obstacles?
Yes, actually. There's another layer tied to the Dutch labor market context. Holland has a relatively high number of people working on temporary contracts, or what they might call flex contracts.
Okay, more flexible work arrangement.
Right. Now, in a normal market, banks might have ways to assess income from these contracts. But when the housing market is so competitive, lenders get extra cautious.
Why is that? Risk aversion.
Totally. They crave stability and predictability. So they heavily prioritize buyers with permanent long-term employment contracts.
Even if the flex worker earns a good income.
Even then. Imagine you're a highly skilled professional earning well, but you're on a project-based contract. In this kind of high-stakes competitive bidding environment, lenders might just say no to a high LTV loan.
Wow.
Regardless of your actual income level or prospects. The competitive market indirectly acts as a gatekeeper, filtering people out based on modern employment structures. And that disproportionately hits younger professionals who are often first-time buyers.
So that adds another whole dimension. The obstacle isn't one thing. It's this combination of needing sudden cash for the appraisal gap, being pushed into taking big risks by waiving inspections, and then potentially facing lender discrimination based on your type of employment contract purely because the market itself is so overheated.
Exactly. It's a confluence, as you said.
Yes.
A system of obstacles.
Okay. I think we've really unpacked the why behind that initial finding now. Why this challenge is so, well, systemic in Holland for this group.
And this is the critical intelligence for you, the listener, right?
Yeah.
The main takeaway isn't just, oh, Holland is expensive. It's how it's challenging.
Right.
The market setup itself seems to be actively filtering out buyers based on their status, first timer, or not their immediate cash liquidity, and even the type of job contract they have.
Which tells you where the real problems lie.
It tells you exactly where the pressure points are, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe where policy might need to look.
So let's try to summarize that core insight. We started with Holland's competitive market challenges, first-time buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that competitive market here really translates into specific systemic issues. Primarily this need for sudden unleveraged cash.
The appraisal gap funding.
Right, and accepting really high structural risk by waiving standard protection.
Yeah, the contingencies.
And these things together create the obstacles that the source mentions, specifically hitting first-time buyers. It feels like a much clearer, more precise diagnosis now.
I think so, too. And if we just zoom out for a second, the fact that the source uses a strong word like obstacles, it suggests the problem's severity.
More than just market friction.
Much more. It frames the challenge as something bigger than just, you know, prices going up and down. When the fundamental rules of playing the game seem to block entry for a whole generation of homeowners.
To live without existing wealth or family help?
Exactly. Those lacking inherited wealth or prior property collateral. When they face systemic obstacles, it really makes you question the long-term health and stability of that market.
And that's the thought we want to leave you with. If a housing system is structured or perhaps has evolved in such a way that the group arguably most crucial for its future, the first-time buyers, faces these kinds of systemic obstacles just to get a foot in the door.
What does that imply?
Yeah, what does that finding suggest about the need for maybe fundamental policy changes in Holland? Not just fiddling with interest rates, perhaps, but looking at things like, I don't know, the role of institutional investors, land use rules, maybe even how lenders assess modern employment contracts.
It certainly raises the question. If the market, left to its own devices in this competitive state, can't ensure basic entry for qualified buyers, the pressure for some kind of external intervention, some policy shift, is likely only going to grow.
Food for thought, definitely.
Hopefully, this deep dive into that single finding about Holland's housing challenge gives you a clearer picture of the mechanisms at play.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.